According to Trent Ferris of the York County Sheriff's Department, the would-be burglars triggered an alarm within the building and were gone by the time deputies arrived on the scene. There were no injuries and nothing was taken from the business. And the search continues for a 5-year-old Sumter girl who disappeared a week ago yesterday. Authorities have stopped looking for Nevaeh Adams' body in landfills, even though the suspect in the murder of the girl's mother says that he killed her as well and threw her body into a dumpster. In the WRHI News Center, I'm Stephen Stone.
WRHI Rock Hill.
Good Pharmacy, Rock Hill's hometown pharmacy for over 50 years. Camden Avenue at Ebenezer Road. Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. And now here is Stephen Stone.
And thank you very much, David Jones. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Straight Talk, where we talk about all things Rock Hill, Fort Mill, Tinkakee, whatever is shaking throughout York County and up and down I-77. And we do it on South Carolina's most honored radio station, WRHI FM 100.1. Our broadcast brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us today, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, and PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And as always, our streaming provided by HighSpeedWeb.net. Today, we talk music. And no, just because it's me, it's not going to be rock music, although there is a connection and it'll all dovetail later. But we are going to talk classics today. The classics that come our way from the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra. And joining us today is Maestro David Rudge, and we want to welcome you back to the microphone. This is not your first rodeo, as it were, here on Straight Talk.
Thank you.
And of course, they threw you a curve there, you know, Manning on vacation, and they send me the rock and roll guy instead, who does an oldie show on the weekend.
It'll be fun.
I figured it would be, yeah. There'd be a lot of common bonds here. Well, listen, you guys are coming off of a spectacular season last year with the Rock Hill Symphony, and then you got all kinds of news and updates, but this was an idea that there were some, I don't want to say doubters, but there was some question as to, you know, would this take hold, and oh boy, did it ever.
You know, yeah, and there were doubters, of course, that's normal, and for something that was started from scratch. Some orchestras usually flip from a community orchestra to a professional orchestra, but they have the infrastructure already, but we didn't have anything. And a year ago, we had this interview, and we still had our fingers crossed at that point, I think, we could fairly say. But what was surprising is that all of the concerts sold out. And it was so quick, and so many people wanted tickets besides those seats we had, that we've now moved to a larger venue next year. We're going to be at the South Point High School. New auditorium, it's big, it's really a nice place, and so we're looking forward to that. And I don't know of another orchestra that's started from scratch, sold out, and moved in 1 year. It's really extraordinary what the community's done to support that.
It's a very impressive accomplishment, to be sure. And now, you were playing your concerts where last year?
We were playing at Rawlinson Road.
Okay.
Which is also nice. It was just 500 seats. Now it's 1,500 seats, which we want to fill.
Yeah, absolutely. How's that going so far?
Pretty good. We just had an open house on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people came by to see where it is and pick their seats out and all of that. But people can do it via the website.
Okay.
Our website easily to get their tickets.
Now, you have your first concert of the season coming up September the 7th. That's correct?
Mm-hmm.
Gypsy Love, featuring works by Kalinikov, Mahler, Sibelius, Defala, and you will have guest mezzo-soprano Victoria Vargas from Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's a name that I've heard of before. She, I don't want to say she gets around, so to speak, but she is making a lot.
She's singing
tour
with Minnesota Opera,
yeah,
and many other guest appearances, and it's great to have her. I mean, I knew her when she was younger, and she's easy to work with. She's a lovely singer. So it'll be great to have her do this. And it's interesting music. We call it Gypsy Love because it's based on Spanish gypsy music. Some of the Defaya music is called El Amor Brujo. It's very sort of mysterious. The Spanish gypsies are flamenco. Right. So that's kind of the basis of it, you know. And another piece, a very mystical, profound, wonderful song of Gustav Mahler that she's singing to. And it's just really beautiful stuff. And the Sibelius is a famous symphony. Everybody loves that. It ends in a big triumphant way. And the first overture is unusual. Most people will not have played it in the orchestra. It's by a Russian composer that didn't write a lot of music, but it's well written. And they will like it, I bet. I just did it with an orchestra a couple of years ago, and the general feeling was, why isn't this played more? So something new.
So you brought it down.
Sounds like Tchaikovsky. So we brought it down here.
Yeah. That's always a big favorite, isn't it, Tchaikovsky? I mean, that seems to be the one that the movie producers go to and rob his catalog, if you will, Dvorak and the others.
It's a number of people who imitate these people. Tchaikovsky, Rospighi, the people are... John Williams has got a lot of mileage out of some of these guys.
That was who I was thinking of. Exactly. That's exactly right.
Really, I mean, he's good at what he does. He writes perfect music, movie music, but when I stood in front of an orchestra to play Rospighi once, first day, I thought, how unoriginal is that? I mean, this is the original, you know? And when these things were written, they were groundbreaking. You know, and we're doing Tchaikovsky 4th in February, which is a major piece of his that everybody loves. And so this music is kind of engineered for audiences that have gone to the symphony or that haven't. And so it's going to be well-liked by both.
Yeah, you've got quite a concert season coming up. I mean, starting September 7th, of course, a very popular Christmas concert that folks might just want to start to make their plans to attend ahead of time on December the 14th, the one in February that you mentioned, and then, of course, on May the 23rd, Romantic Cello with works from Rossini, Elgar, Mendelssohn, and, of course, you've got guest artist Peter Stumpf coming in, who's a professor of cello at Indiana University.
Yeah, I went to school with Peter, actually, and he was a phenomenal talent when he was younger, and then he went off to Curtis and then the Philadelphia Orchestra. Then he moved to the front stand of the Philadelphia Cello, and then he took the job Los Angeles Philharmonic as principal cello, which is a major appointment. And he'll be playing, and remember him talking to me about what it's like to play the Hollywood Bowl, because he'll do one concert. And he said, you walk out as a soloist, and there's 10,000 people sitting at once, you know, which is a lot bigger than a concert hall. And so, yes, Peter will be back to play. I've worked with him a number of times. He's wonderful. And the soloist in February is Jeffrey Kaner. If you're a flutist, you probably know that name because he's kind of a superstar in the flute world and another super talent. He was his career has been principal flute at the Pittsburgh Symphony and then the Cleveland Orchestra and then the Philadelphia Orchestra, where he's principal flute for some years. That's the whole career. So he's maintained that star quality as a clinician. I think he's going to do a master class at University of South Carolina while he's here and play a beautiful American flute concerto with us. But it's very romantic sounding. And
we so often on this show talk about the growth of York County and Rock Hill in particular, and it's always from a business standpoint, Bill, as you well know. But culturally, it's growing just then, probably not enough attention or talk being made about it. But culturally, York County is growing just as much as the business is, so to speak.
Actually, this is Bob Thompson. I'm working with David and Bill Easley over here and helping the development side. And to do that, you have to recognize the kind of growth you're talking about. A lot of the people who are coming and helping sell out these concerts are coming here as a result of the kind of growth we're seeing in York County, and particularly on this side of the river.
Right.
And people see this as an alternative to the increasingly difficult challenge of getting to downtown Charlotte. I think they see quality music. I think there are people who have moved here with an experience where they came from. Mm-hmm. Of having cultural resources available to them. We've gone to a lot of our donors and potential donors with the argument that you may or may not love the music, but what you do need to love is the additional cultural resource we're bringing to York County. Somebody said it's another arrow in the quiver of things we can offer people who live here. Not just the athletic stuff, which is a huge area,
yeah,
but it's an arts town, and this helps fill out that palette with classical music brought to you by really first-rate musicians. These are the best players in the Carolinas who play in this orchestra. It's not a pickup band.
Right.
Which dovetails me into my next question for you, Maestro. How difficult was it to find music? I mean, because not just anybody can, play in the orchestra, so to speak.
Well, we knew the right people who knew the right people. We've worked with people that play in virtually all of these orchestras, and so short of auditioning cold and figuring it out, we already knew who we might want to have. And then it's flexible. New people we have an audition coming up on September 6th, when right before the next concert, and we have a number of people have signed up for this who are regional people, but from all of these other orchestras, whether it's South Carolina Philharmonic or Greenville or Charleston, they bring in people from everywhere, and they drive in, they play it, and they go again to another place, and it's the same model as that. No city has everyone living around it that play in those orchestras. But there's different levels, and people know who those are.
With the success that you've had after this first season, has it been easier to attract those particular musicians from around the Carolinas and beyond?
Yes, increasingly, because they're liking what they're seeing. We just did a concert last night at Sun City, and it was a select group of 16 players, and many of which didn't have time to play with us because they were booked last year. And this is an open time on their calendar because there's not concerts happening. And they were surprised at the quality around them. And I'm just getting messages today that they want to come and play with us now. So it's starting to happen that Rock Hill is on the same level artistically as these other orchestras already. So it's really gratifying to hear it and work with them. Easy to work with, too.
It's not bad for a place that they call Football City USA, is it?
No, it's not at all. The whole sports art thing. Originally, if you look back at Romans and Greeks and the beginning of our culture, it was that you were an athlete who played an instrument. Or you were a musician who took care of their body. And, and this has been split. And I'm not a fan of that split at all. That someone who's highly educated is an athlete. And someone who is not just sitting behind a book or a laptop, get out and play, And so I think it's not one or the other at all. It's like when you say quality of life, it's an inclusiveness of all the things in life around you, And so... So the people came off the golf course last night and came to that concert. They packed it, actually, because they wanted that as well. There's no orchestra in Sun City, and apparently they're going to bring a busload to this concert in September. So
that's fantastic.
They're not that far away. So actually, it's in Rock Hill. It's centered here. It's like a local venture, but it's a professional orchestra, and we're calling it on our website, and from the beginning, the Orchestra of York County. So we really want to reach out and include these other communities and be all together do this for them and for us. It's a win-win.
Oh, they will come. But you were mentioning musicians and athletes, and I think of Bernie Williams, one of the best center fielders this side of the Yankees, of Joe DiMaggio, a very accomplished classical guitarist as well.
It does. It's out there.
Who has sat in with an orchestra or two in his post-playing years.
And it doesn't have to be classical music.
Yeah.
Jazz and, there's all kinds of inclusiveness that can...
Bernie played the national anthem at the Hall of Fame induction.
That's exactly right. Yes, sir. Yeah. He's very accomplished, quite an individual. So as you get ready for your first concert, which is weeks away, it'll be upon you before you know it, are there tickets still available? How is that all going, and how can folks get theirs?
People bought more on Sunday, and they're selling, and people can go on the website. The website is rhsymphony.org, and it's all the whole mechanism is up and running on that site to buy them. It's $25 general admission, and then there's a founder's circle for $50, and then there's $100 tickets as well. There's better seats, and it's all selling. So we're
great. And everybody happy. Wants to come play.
And make us a very generous donation, and we'll make it a bargain by throwing in two season tickets for you.
That was the next question. Are there season tickets, obviously? I mean,
well, you can go on the website and find season tickets to buy. We have a over $500 gift level gets you two season tickets, and there are progressive benefits for higher donations, obviously. But
outstanding.
Some of those Sunday at our open house were collected as people signed in. So those are going. Our fundraising is going beautifully. Substantially more donors listed as donors than the previous year. June 30th is the end of our fiscal year. July 1 is
right.
Our season year, fiscal year as well. And year two is looking substantially more richer, if that's the right word.
Well, let me ask you this, Bill. With your background in York County, are you at all surprised at the success that you all are having with this?
I was not part of the genesis of it. Mm-hmm. I came along later through Bill's. Bill is very impassioned about it, and he and I are close, and he broke me into it, and I discovered, to my surprise, I have to be honest, what apparently was a latent demand for this music in this community. And I've been very surprised and pleased to see the sellouts, the initiative people have taken to be part of it, and the volunteers.
Come on, closer, Bill.
Bill just reminded me. That's been we have well over 100 people on our volunteer list.
That's fantastic.
We have people that meet, greet, put out the signs,
do the parking. All of
the parking, do everything volunteers can do.
Al Leonard's heading that up, and he's real organized.
Former principal of South Point High, Dr. Leonard.
He knows that school, and everybody's ready to go in September.
One of the great things about having Al head of the volunteers, he knows where every lock and key is at South Point High School.
That's right. That's right. Well, and Bob, as you know, getting 100 people to volunteer for anything on any level, is quite a feat.
There's a feeling that they want it to happen, and it's amazing to me that every once in a while we reach a place where that's not going to work or this is a problem, and it falls into place. That's happened over this year and a half where it's easier than we thought. I mean, even last night I went out there and we thought, well, it's Sun City, it's not Rock Hill, blah, blah, blah. And then I asked them just tentatively at the table before the concert, I said, do you think you could do a bus for them? Oh, yeah, we're planning on it anyway. And I'm like, well, it just fell in place, And a lot of those things have happened where it seems like the right thing at the right time, basically. It
certainly seems to be working for you. We're going to take our mid-program break right now. Maestro David Rudge is with us from the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra today as they get ready to kick off their new season. So football is not the only season that is upon us. No, the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra season is upon us. Straight Talk is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. By Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2 here on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, right across from Winthrop University, where they make fresh subs and salads right before your eyes. And, of course, Bob, you know the drill. Bill, you may not. But the only way they do this, gentlemen, is by slice, 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 garden, garden, garden. We'll come back with more after this.
This is Straight Talk.
Hectic schedule? In a rush? Now you can order your favorite Substation 2 sub or salad online and skip the line. Just go to MySubstationII.com, click on the online order tab, place your order, and come and get it. That's MySubstationII.com. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have six pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Relax. Love your car payment with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, flexible terms, low rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com or one of our more than 30 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Love your car payment with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Does your business need to operate more efficiently? Whether you're uploading or sharing large data files, using web-based applications, or streaming high-definition video, businesses demand more bandwidth. Comporium's Business Class Internet with speeds up to 1 gig and dedicated Ethernet options can meet any of these needs. Keep your business growing and growing efficiently. Call Comporium Business Services and learn more about Business Class Internet options or go online to Comporium.com.
Just like people, no two hearts are exactly the same. That's why Piedmont Medical Center's new expanded team of cardiovascular specialists collaborate on an individualized care plan for every heart they encounter, from preventative treatment all the way through surgery and rehab. Their easy-to-navigate care system provides compassionate, personal attention from their passionate team of specialists. You're in good hands at York County's Heart Hospital. To make an appointment with one of our cardiovascular specialists, visit mypmcheart.com or call 844-870-1499 today.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
You could ask us about...
Here we are back with more Straight Talk. Go ahead, Maestro. We were talking during the break, and I was asking, you know, things that I may not have hit on, and obviously questions are, you know, what's next? You're coming off of great success this past in your first season. Now you're embarking on your second season. But Bob was also mentioning, you know, enlarging things, and maybe you might want to take that and lead us down that path.
Depends on the support. There's the field is wide open. We've enlarged already. As I mentioned, last night was a concert for a small orchestra that's portable.
Mm-hmm.
Around York County could be. And another thing we're adding this year is a holiday concert. So that's an additional concert. It's kind of like a gift back. It's the week right after Christmasville.
Right.
And it's a week when we have more players available to us, and we put it there. And we'll have several local choruses and all kinds of things planned for that. So it'll be announced, and it's on the website already when it is. And there's all kinds of possibilities. There's possibilities to have concerts about with film, with other kinds of soloists, with... That school itself is a big stage for collaborating. There's the Carolina Ballet.
Right.
York County Ballet, I mean, is, and the local company. And we know they do a Nutcracker, not with a live orchestra. There's all kinds of things. And
be careful.
So, you know, the what orchestras do, ballet, chorus,
sure,
soloists, and more concerts. And
another thing I would mention is that one aspect of that's evolved as this thing has opened up is the work with the schools. David has done workshops with the music faculty at the public school and Rock Hill School.
Mm-hmm.
We've had done a week-long violin course that got oversubscribed at one of the middle schools.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be more of that. We haven't quite gotten to the point of announcing that plan yet, but it'll go to many more schools. And whenever we're talking about schools, we're talking about elementary and middle level primarily. And that's been a missing element in some of the public schools in Rock Hill because they don't have music.
Yeah, that's
directors.
Been welcomed. You know,
been very welcome and very, very supported by Dr. Cook in the school district.
Yeah, apparently he's been really helpful, and we know that many sponsors are happy about it, that we're also in the schools, and it's not just us, but we're passing it on, and we're helping out, really, because, and we competed for a major grant, and we're given that next year. So that's how we're expanding it. But it's this teaching beginning violin and string quartets going into the elementary schools. And then I was working with free improvisation, which is very creatively interesting, with middle school and high school. And the high school, this year we're going to do a side-by-side. We're going to do a concert for them, bring in our players. And then at the end we'll put them together with some selected students from three different high schools. So it'll be like a side-by-side, mix them in with the orchestra. And we're talking about having them sit up on stage while we rehearse and really be part of what this is like. And it's all inspiring to kids, and we want them at our concerts, and the teachers are happy about all this help that they're getting. So
one of the fondest memories of childhood, because I grew up in Baltimore, was a trip to the Lyric Theater to see the Baltimore Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
I was maybe second grade. I mean, yeah. It wasn't the Beatles that hooked me, although they had an influence later on, but it was seeing the symphony and all the moving parts of an orchestra, and, you know, just the string section, the woodwinds, the guys with the big cymbals and the timpani and all that going on. And for a kid, for a child, that is a wondrous experience.
Yeah. Did you change their life within a few minutes?
It does, you know?
Yeah.
I would mention one other thing before we run out of time, and that is we've gotten questions about it, and that is our relationship with Winthrop.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A group of us met with Dr. Mahoney back in the late spring, I guess. Bill was there, Dr. Sarah Lynn Hayes, who's our board chair, mm-hmm. and I, and went through an effort to lay out for him the kinds of things we thought that relationship ought to produce. And we have, he delivered that message to the dean. The dean has hired a new chair of the Department of Music who is coming on duty this month. We've already been in contact with her, Dr. Froelich, who is coming from Baltimore, as a matter of fact, and has a background in conducting. So we think there's some things there that we can work out in terms of David's interface with the conducting program that they have, and as an academic program we teach conducting. There are also places where we can do joint performances. I think the spaces, Burns is way too big for us. It's under construction now anyway.
Right.
Johnson is too small. There's not that sweet spot space at Winthrop, but we're trying to rebuild a relationship and a symphonic presence that was there at Winthrop many years ago in the community and has been gone. And this is an attempt not only to bring back that presence, but to latch it to Winthrop in a very substantive way. And I think we're doing that.
I would say that you're definitely doing that based on the success that you've had. Maestro, as you were mentioning, you know, your first season out of the gate, you sell out, which is almost unheard of, you know. And now this year you're heading into the second season, and already there's a lot of enthusiasm and popularity. And folks, you better hurry on these tickets, I'm telling you. 1,500, but that'll go quick, you know. The word is out, Maestro.
I think the main thing I could say is that people are saying to me and others that they wouldn't have thought of going. You know, their wife took them or their husband took them or whatever, and then they are surprised that they like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not like listening to a recording. The live experience is something you can't explain, but they go back. And these are the people that then start buying tickets for other concerts too. So
they start
give it a
taking
chance,
the kids and the grandkids and everyone mm-hmm. else. Again, the website is rhsymphony.org. Is that correct?
Yep.
All right, so you can go online there, friends, see the complete schedule.
And the seating chart.
And the seating chart, even better. And get your tickets there. And the first concert coming up, September the 7th, it'll be at South Point High School, Gypsy Love, featuring works by Kalinikoff, Mahler, Sibelius, and Defala. And, of course, featuring guest mezzo-soprano Victoria Vargas of Minneapolis, who is nationally known opera and concert soloist, and my new best friend here, Maestro David Rudge, will be there too, I'm sure.
I'll be there.
All right, we'll be looking forward to that. And I know you will, Bill, and I know you will, Bob. So, you know, I've no excuse, and I know Mrs. Stone's heard this, so we're in.
Good.
All right, indeed.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for being with us. Straight Talk, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, as the maestro leads the whole room here, and there's not many of us left, but there's an Italian guy there behind you. He's pretty good at this. Let's bring him in. They do fresh subs and salads right before your very eyes, and the way they do it is slice, slice, slice,
garden, garden, garden.
We'll see you tomorrow. Chris Miller and Gene Knight will be here on Thursday with a special sports edition. Have a great day, won't you? Russ Dubinsky here tomorrow from South Carolina Insurance Association.